community, they try and collaborate the information, screen in the speaker and find out what he has to say about it.
Where the facts and opinions build the people. Radio 760 Minutes with Musa Kosana.
Well, let's quickly shift focus now. I have the Speaker of the District Local Municipality, Councillor Matunya, and he joins me in conversation. There's been a clarity or explanation given by, you know, the previous speaker, but let's maybe try and get a sense now from the Speaker of Council, that Councillor Matunyane, he presides over the Stichote Local Municipalities Council, and today there was a special sitting there that ought to have dealt with a number of issues. Speaker, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. What is the reason of why Council ought not to have concluded its business today within the council, within the special council sitting that was called?
Good evening to you, Musa, and the listeners of YFM. That we had four items we're supposed to deal with today at council. But the first council that has dealt with the forensic investigation was a very voluminous report, and we could not finish, council could not deliberate thoroughly and apply its mind and have a stand on it. Then we said that we will convene another meeting where we will deliberate on it. But our in-committee meeting, and we have not finished with the item. But however, we are looking forward to convene shortly another special council that will deal with both the three items and finish up the forensic report.
Okay. Speaker, there were other issues, including the issue of the corporate services appointment, or rather that particular position. I saw that it was part of the agenda, and obviously based on the lengthy time that was given on the forensic report, that particular issue was not covered today in the special council sitting. In the next council sitting that you hope to convene short or in the next coming of days, would that matter and many other matters that were part of the agenda have the attention of council, and would you be able to convene and cover them sufficiently as you convene the special council sitting?
Correctly, Musa. We intend to convene a special council shortly, as I indicated, and the intention is to make sure that the council deal with the other matters, including the one that we have just indicated on the complaint about the the recruitment process. We will be dealing with.
Speaker, I seem to have lost you there a bit. Maybe you can just rehash your response.
Yes, Musa, I'm indicating that council will be convened shortly to make sure that it makes a pronouncement on the other issues that were not dealt with today, and we'll make sure that it is convened as soon as possible.
Yeah, without a doubt. Speaker, I don't want to hog you. You've spent a proper nine to five in council today. All the best in the work that you do.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to thank the listeners of Rise FM. Thank you.
Yeah, the Speaker of Stichote Local Municipality, the Councillor Matunyane, speaking to us this evening.
Where the facts and opinions build the people. With Musa Kosana.
As I've mentioned to you, that we are trying to get as many voices as to what really happened in Stichote Local Municipality today. I have now the EFF joining us. That's Ubabuchio Ngobeni. He's the chief whip of the EFF in that council, but he's also the MMC for Public Safety. He joins us in conversation now. Babu Ngobeni, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Moses Kosana. And good evening to your listeners as well.
Maybe first let's deal with your portfolio in the municipality. You are responsible for public safety. Was there a justifiable reason why the forensic investigator or the company ought to have been accompanied by a contingent of police and private security? Was there any security threat around them that you as an MMC would have been privy to?
Thank you very much also for the question. in our previous sitting, which was adjourned because there could not have been presentation as per the expectation of council last week, it was then brought to our attention that there are a sense of security threat, hence the forensic team was willing to, you know, give an online presentation, which was not part of the council arrangement in the initial stages. Mm-hmm. So hence, then the council was then had to be rescheduled. So for this week's sitting, we've done a lot of preparations and engagements to make this presentation to succeed. Hence, we managed to be presented with the report today. Yes, I agree with you. My office had to do a lot of management to make sure that there are no security challenges that we might be facing today. Mm-hmm. And it all went well.
Yeah. Then let's deal with your other hat that you wear. You are the chief of the EFF in that council. What do you make of what was, in fact, the executive summary? Because I'm told that the forensic company was only able to present the executive summary of the report, and without compromising the, you know, the intelligence of the report. But what do you make of what was presented?
Yeah, thanks once again for that question. Look, we were of the view that the executive summary on its own, without us being taken through everything, would do injustice. Hence, we requested the complete presentation to be given, so that we can be able then to be able to make an informed decision based on the rules and orders, you know, section 82, subsection A and B, direct administration to be able to present reports that are substantiated by a portfolio of evidence, enough for council to be able to make an informed decision.
Sure.
So, yeah, we went through it as our previous speakers already, the executive mayor and the speaker has already alluded to the fact that we managed to deliberate a little bit. We won't go into the content of it because it's an incomplete report, but yes, we received it. Mm-hmm. We can just say that. Yeah. And we're happy that it was eventually tabled after so long.
I know there's been a lot of disagreements about it being tabled in the manner in which it was intentionally to be intentionally wanted to be dispersed. But maybe let's talk about some of the allegations. I know that as the EFF, I was talking to the chairperson of the EFF in the province yesterday on the show. He was indicating to me that there was a directive he gave to the caucus in secret to say, should there be an indication that the municipal manager, Babu Mandla Mguni, is occupying a service provider's property in a form of renting, then the EFF must act and formally process that information and level, conflict of interest and many other punitive exercises that you need to undergo. Where are we with that? What sort of information have you solicited and have found to be true in that particular assertion that has previously been made by other political parties in council?
Thank you, Musa. And just to agree with the provincial chairperson, look, pillar number 7 of the Economic Freedom Fighters calls for open, accountable, corrupt, free governance and municipalities without fear of victimization. And we still stick to that as our guiding principle in terms of engaging items and issues of governance in our local municipalities. In the matter, you know, where there are allegations, there has been to be investigated, and you know, we don't want to kangaroo or kangaroo type of an approach wherein just because there's a claim and then we act. We want, when we act in principle. The chairperson is correct. If there's any finding, we will most definitely act accordingly. So for now, there hasn't been anything that has been forthcoming, except that there are investigations taking place.
Yeah. I'm going. Seem to be lost and back. I know you and I can't go in depth with the content that has since been presented today, but I wish you well in the manner in which the opposition parties and together with the caucus of 650 will be unpacking this particular issue. Surely it does warrant some probe to the fact that there's allegations that this particular substation might have cost 170 million instead of the 11.3 million that was initially set aside. But I wish you well in all that. Right?
before I can see Musa is tempting me to go into the marriage.
No, I didn't.
But I take note of what you just raised right now. And my parting shot, if you allow me, is the fact that while there's Women's Day celebration in Stiftwepe, we have to wish all the women of South Africa and the whole world, the respect that they deserve, and we say Happy Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
The EFF is hosting the President, CIC Commander in Chief Julius Malema, as well, in Secunda, Lilian Ngoyi Center, next to Lilian Ngoyi Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The President on the 9th will also be addressing women in Mpumalanga.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish all those women who will be attending there a Happy Women's Day as well.
Now that you've brought that issue up, and I know that you can't speak on behalf of government because of issues of jurisdiction, I hope that you just put the word out in the structures of the EFF, that the CIC of the EFF gets to touch on the issue as to why the Embalenk police station records the highest numbers of gender-based violence cases. And I hope that the EFF does get to ventilate that particular position because it's a serious concern and a serious cry among the women in government Mpegi, particularly those who are staying in Embalenk and the surrounding areas, raising that issue of the police station registering the highest cases of gender-based violence and femicide.
Sure. I'm glad you raised that because it's going to be noted, and I'm definitely sure the President will touch on that.
That's right. Yeah. Babjo, really appreciate you, Ntombela. Thank you so much for your time.
Bonge kakhulu, Babu Skhosana. Bonge nazibalale. Thank you so much.
Joe Ngobeni of the EFF is the Chief Whip and MMC for Public Safety Institute. Among those voices that are weighing in on the forensic presentation in Council today,